Hello and welcome to Whitney TV's newest feature, our weekly podcast. Every Thursday we plan on keeping you updated with the films we've made in the last 7 days. They may be films that you've seen on our website on www.whitneytv.co.uk that you want to watch again, or maybe you haven't seen them and it'll be the first time that you can have a look. This just gives you a taste of what we've been doing in the last week. Several months in the making, and last Saturday saw Art School take place over in Shipton-under-Wychwood. We had to go along to see how creative the children were.
It's been incredible. I am so pleased. I mean, you have a vision. Back in the darkest depths of December, I had a vision of what this was going to look like. It has exceeded all my expectations. The work that we've had produced for this exhibition is of such a standard that people are actually thinking adults have done it. That's how good it is. I mean, if you look at the photography today, one of the judges is a professional photographer, and he can't work out how some of these kids have done what they've done.
Whitney Book Festival is nearly upon us, and so it was our last chance to speak to Sarah Myatt to see exactly what was in store for the first ever Whitney Book Festival.
We work really well as a team. There's four of us, myself, Juliet, Jill Oliver and Liz Duncan. So we work really well as a team. We know we can run an event of this size. It's now a 3-day event across multiple venues. And we've learned a lot in the process. So all that side's gone really well. And now what we need is people to buy tickets.
Yeah.
And support the event. So please, if you're out there, buy tickets. They're available at Rapture or they're available via our website, which is whitneybookfestivalwordpress.com.
And you can also buy them on the day, the door, so you don't have to.
Fine, so people can turn up and buy something as they need to.
Local letting and estate agent Scott Fraser have recently won some gold awards. We decided we had to go along to see how shiny they were.
They tell me there's a property recession. Yes, there is. I think lettings market is slightly different to the sales market. We will be bringing our lettings business to Whitney. It's going to be starting from next month. So I think that's an important side to the business. It's Whitney, as we know, has got with Bry's the number of personnel that are coming relocated from Lynham. They need somewhere to live, and so letting a property, renting a property, is a very easy way of settling in an area which is not known to you.
Technology one for us was fantastic. It's been a long effort getting everything up to date, getting the website redesigned, getting all of our social media working easily with our day-to-day operations. It's just been brilliant.
Youth Theatre Dream On is based in Cassington. Their next production in July is Pride and Prejudice. We decided to go over to speak to the children, see their rehearsal and speak to the director.
Tonight we're rehearsing for Pride and Prejudice, which is our group called Dream On. It's Dream Studios' youth group, and we're rehearsing our version of Pride and Prejudice, which is going out on the 30th of June to the 2nd of July.
What is Dream On?
Dream On is a youth group that's run from Cassington Village Hall, which is we've done lots of previous productions, Romeo and Juliet, and Teachers, and then last year we did Teachers, the year before we did a production of Blood Brothers in the Pub Garden. So we usually try and take a story and put a contemporary slant to it and try and make it relevant to the youth theatre people themselves and the youth group themselves.
The nicest man in the music business is Hugh Fillimore, owner of the Cornbury Music Festival. So we decided to meet up with Hugh over at Great Two to speak to him about the 2011 Cornbury Festival and what his final thoughts are before it all kicks off.
The die is cast. We are now standing on the main stage at this year's Cornbury Festival. And I'm really excited about the new place. I think it's lush, I think is your
lush.
Word. I think it's lush. It's really exciting. The locals are very excited. We've got, I think, one of the best lineups we've ever had. And, you know, a bit of praying for the weather, but I think it'll be on our side. And we're really excited about it. It's kind of renewal. It's been tough for us. But I don't know. I think we'll be all right.
So that's it. We hope you've enjoyed the first ever Whitney TV podcast. If you'd like to get in touch with us, then please email news@whitneytv.co.uk. And don't forget to look back almost every day for new films on our website, www.whitneytv.co.uk. Another volunteer will be doing next week's podcast. I'm Barry. Have a good week.